The groups acknowledge that many individual hunters and anglers aren't sold on the idea that there's human-caused global warming, but leaders of the groups, which include Ducks Unlimited, the Boone and Crockett Club, and others, say they believe that wildlife face a real threat from forecast changes in temperature and precipitation. David Nomsen of Pheasants Forever say scientific models show bad things ahead for many game birds.
We're going to have more frequent severe weather events, whether it's tough winters, flooding in springs, perhaps a summer drought. And so all of a sudden we have very legitimate concerns over what that's going to do to our ability to produce annual crops of upland ground nesting game birds like pheasants and quail.
The conservation groups are starting to distribute a book called Beyond Season's End, which looks at fish and wildlife in an era of climate change. The groups also hope some climate bills pending in Congress will include money to help wildlife. In Wisconsin, the Department of Natural Resources is studying what climate change may mean for species like brook trout and the American marten. The DNR's Jack Sullivan is helping lead the effort.
We know we're going to have problems maintaining biological diversity. We know we're going to have problems with some of our cold water fisheries, I think. We know we're going to have changing forests in Wisconsin over the next 100, 150 years.
Sullivan says later this year, the DNR will release an assessment of what's needed to help wildlife adapt to climate change. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.